Essentially, in the expanding world of kind of image-based queries, there is a lot of times when you're going to ask yourself questions about an image's details that are not immediately apparent. So an example of this would be, you know, taking a picture of an airline and trying to figure out what year this airline was started, or taking a picture of a car and deciding, you know, what year this car was manufactured just by looking at its picture. This is not something that you currently can do with AI models, and Google thinks that is a problem. So Google, who is the king of search, is essentially creating something to allow you to do this. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into how Google Avis is approaching this field and why we think this is significant. Well, the progress in LLMs has unlocked multi-model functions such as visual question answering and image captioning. There remains some hurdles where these visual language models, or they're called VLMs, essentially tackle intricate visual reasoning that leans on external information. So this particular challenge is termed visual information seeking. So recognizing the gap and the struggle that a lot of current technology faces, Google researchers have crafted a new method. It's called Avis, which is a meld essentially of Google's Palm computer vision and the combination of web and image search utilities. Now, you'll kind of get a general idea of where their background is with this, because Google has had essentially a Google image search function where you can take a picture with your camera of an item and it's able to kind of reverse Google's image search it and find, you know, what that is. And also you see this in other technologies. For example, Amazon has an Amazon Lens feature where you can take a picture of a product and it will find that product on Amazon. So this kind of image identifier technology is there, but now we're essentially merging this with more AI technology to answer more in-depth and more intricate questions. So distinct from older systems that kind of brought together large language models with tools in a predefined sequence, Avis employs them in a more adaptive manner, so emphasizing both planning and reasoning. This dynamic approach essentially ensures actions evolve based on instant feedback. So breaking down its architecture, Avis is constructed around three main pillars. The first one is a planner that leverages, you know, the LLM to kind of pinpoint the actions, which include an API call and its query. The second component of this is a working memory that essentially archives data from previous API implementations, which is really interesting. And the third one is a reasoner, which taps into the LLM to distill the essential details from API results, right? So it's actually able to get the results and then run it through a reasoner, which is able to make these, which is able to kind of make them more digestible and better. So this iterative mechanism involves the planner zeroing in on the next query and tool, informed by the latest insights from the reasoner, continuing until the reasoner believes enough data is available to produce the final response. So here is, I guess, moreover, how Avis kind of encompasses three integrated tools. So they have tools harnessing computer vision to cull visual data from photos. They have a web search utility to open source, or I guess open world knowledge and facts. And then they have an image search feature that mines metadata from visually akin images for pertinent details, right? So this is really, really interesting. They're essentially using the Google Lens thing that I mentioned earlier, where it's able to take a picture and reverse search it. They're able to reverse search it, find the images that are similar. Then they go to the metadata of those images and they find a whole bunch of them, so they can essentially pinpoint what exactly the image is of. It's really interesting and really smart because Google has access and has essentially indexed, you know, millions and billions of images around the web. And so they have this massive data set that they can kind of harness in this way. So to maximize these unique functions, the Google team essentially went on a, you know, a user study where they were capturing human-driven choices when utilizing visual reasoning utilities. So this experiment highlighted reoccurring action sequences leading to the creation of a transition graph that instructed Avis's operations. So furthermore, the results are super, super promising. In benchmarks against the InfoSeek dataset, Avis posted an impressive 50.7% accuracy, which is definitely overshadowing fine-tuned visual language models like OFA and PALI. And when tested against the OKVQA dataset, it logged a 60% accuracy, with minimal examples surpassing much of the past work and nearing fine-tuned models as per Google. So looking ahead, I think the research, you know, this is not a product they've released yet. Obviously, we're looking at 50% accuracy, 60% accuracy. Some people are like, oh my gosh, that's far from, you know, accurate. That's the flip of a coin or something. I mean, it's not really the flip of a coin because you're getting like 50% of the time, you're getting some very detailed, in-depth knowledge about a certain item or picture that you couldn't get any other way. So it is quite impressive, but of course, not perfect. So this is research at the moment. And essentially, the research, it kind of is aimed to apply this framework to a broader array of reasoning challenges. They're also curious to find out if lighter language models might execute these functionalities. And this kind of curiosity is essentially pertinent, given that the current used PaLM model is a computational, like, giant. This thing has a staggering 540 billion parameters, so it is absolutely massive. And if they're able to essentially use some of these tools, right, where they have different elements of the tool. They got the planner, the working memory, the reasoner, right? They have these different components and they run it through a sequence to get what the output is. And it's much, much more efficient than, you know, using something like a 500 billion parameter model. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this research and this technology plays out into new tech and new AI models that are coming out, and if this is something that people begin to adopt. Definitely something we'll continue to follow in the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.